bar.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney High School as we open play in the Girls Division 4 sectional tournament with a fine contest to kick things off, Chuck. Evenly matched game. Two clubs from the Shelby County League, Houston and Rushi, which split season contests. One team won by 8, the other team won by 6. About as even a first-round game as you could have in girls' tournament play in D4.
Yeah, I mean, these two teams know each other. Like I said, they play twice. They play each other every year twice. So they know what they're going to run. They know what they're going to do defensively. They might change a few things on out of bounds. They might number some things differently to try to confuse. But other than that, both coaches know what they're going to see, and it's going to be whoever executes the game plan the best is going to win this one for the first one today.
Houston, through most of the year, perhaps a little better than Rushi on the inside, although the Raiders have been improving in the middle. They've got youth. It's no longer a freshman and a sophomore. There is some experience now after 22 games. But Jenna Winter in the post for Houston is a young lady that Rushi's got to focus on.
Well, she's a senior. Been playing varsity for 4 years, and she has the ability. She's a very good post-up player. Back to the basket, catches, hard to defend. If you allow her to catch it down on the block, you're already in trouble. The only way she's going to miss is if she misses it. So Rushi's going to have to try to push her away from her comfort zone and make her play, maybe even try to make her face up and face the basket.
Cameo Wilson, a 6-foot sophomore, has a big job down inside to slow down Winter. She'll be teamed up with Larissa Poling, a 6'1 freshman, a 9th grader, a 10th grader, against the senior Winter.
Well, I'll tell you, Wilson has really started coming on here. I mean, her sister was a big-time player for Rushi for 4 years, and now Cameo is really starting to step up. Mm-hmm. And I like Poling. I mean, she does some freshman things, but at times she really looks like she's going to be a really good basketball player.
Meanwhile, Rushi likes to score from behind the arc. Very good 3-point shooting. Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron,
Houston has its hands full guarding Rushi out on the court.
Well, that, yeah, we talk about the matchup inside. Houston's problem is on the arc. They have got to defend the arc because Hatcher will, and Heron will shoot threes as quickly and as often as anybody you're going to see in this tournament.
Should be a fine game. Expect a moderately low-scoring game. I would be surprised, Chuck, if the winner got to the low 50s.
Well, I think that Houston's going to want to keep the pace a little bit slower than Rusey's going to want to, but you know, both teams run the offenses really well. They do what they like to do, and both teams are really well coached. That's what I like about this matchup.
Oh, very definitely. Two outstanding mentors guiding these programs, Brad Allen, first year at Houston, and Tim Hatcher here at Rushi. Not a veteran, a short-term stint at Rushi, but he has gotten to know these young ladies. And Rushi flies around on the floor shooting the three ball, and will take advantage. If Houston doesn't get back on defense, Rushi will push it right now.
Well, you've got to defend the arc. And on the other side of the, on the other side for Houston, I know they like to go inside. But Kara Meyer, I think she could be a key in this thing because the young lady can flat out shoot it. And if they forget about her and let her get her feet set on the arc, she'll make a bunch of threes on you too.
And Macy Stang performed with a strong game in our season finale last Saturday against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Macy Stang is another one that's been playing for 4 years, and she's just fun to watch, and she's a really, really good basketball player.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including a new one, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company is a fine distributor for many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality makes it a top choice for building dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers in the area, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by ScoresBroadcast.com. On the web at FrancisSchulze.com, that's FrancisSchulze.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors on board with us now for numerous years here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors are on the air with us here on Scores Broadcast. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. In Anna, these community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On-Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Now keep in mind, this is the first of four Division IV girls sectional games here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Following this one, we've got another encounter for you. And then later on this afternoon, we won't wrap up until probably 6:30 or 7 o'clock tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We have an entire day of girls basketball for you. This tournament, as in years past, Chuck, started in the morning, but I think because of the possibility of a weather delay, tournament moved back to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That way, if there is snow, an opportunity to get things shoveled and cleaned off and keep the start time the same at 1 o'clock. It's worked out pretty well. Bright and sunny, no snow in the forecast. We'll surely get these games in today. And as I said, our last webcast is slated to begin at 5:30. Might start a little later than that. It's been an odd year in area high school sports basketball, Chuck. Last night, Jackson Center and a boys, the team that won the game, didn't make a field goal for the first 14 minutes until late in the second period. How about that?
I have never watched a boys basketball game that was quite as offensively challenged. And I'm going to give some credit to the defense, but there is no way that either one of those teams should play offensive basketball like they did last night. And that should scare both of them a little bit going into the tournament.
Yeah, I think so, because by now, after 22 games, you should have developed a knack for scoring the basketball. Yes, in November, December, defense is ahead of offense for sure. That's hustle, effort. Offense is team chemistry, and that takes maybe 8 or 10 games to round into shape. But boy, Anna Jackson Center couldn't score the ball very well last night. Both did play marvelous defense, and in the end, the team that played a little better defense won the contest.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Anna turned their defense up a little bit in the second half. And one of the big problems, and I know Scott Elfert knows this, but you got 5 kids on the floor at any one time, and you've got 2 of them that shoot it. One of them took 2 shots last night, and 3 kids who played a bunch never took a shot. And you watched Anna playing defense. They had Flesher at 6'6", standing in the middle of the lane, just playing zone defense. He never went out and guarded Boozer anyplace on the floor.
I guarantee you both coaches, Nate Barnhorst and Scott Elkert, Jackson Center, will work on the offensive phases of the game in the next few days prior to sectional time next weekend. Lineups and tip-off next. Houston Rushi Girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Rushi Raiders girls team under head coach Tim Hatcher dropped 4 of their first 6 games, including a setback to Houston back on December 12th, 47-41. But Rushi got revenge on January 30th, late in the year, by defeating Houston 52-44. Rushi wound up 12-10 overall, 6-6 in the Shelby County League. Houston 9-13 for the year, 5-7 in the Shelby County League. But the Wildcats did have a number of close calls against teams with outstanding records, including the Sydney Yellow Jackets and Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck.
Yeah, they played a Division I, number 3, maybe, number 2 team in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
Down to the wire, and that's 2 years in a row they've done that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Houston took Fort Loramie into overtime at the Redskins gym before losing that game by 5. So Houston's 9-13 mark, a little deceiving. This game here today between the Rushi girls and the Houston girls, is dead even too close to call.
Number 5, a sophomore, Morgan Ealy.
Think, Chuck, if you went to Vegas 2 days ago, Rushi might have been a half-point favorite. Yesterday, Houston a half-point favorite.
Yeah, all the money was going the other way, so now it's a pick'em.
Starting lineups will be introduced momentarily for both teams. Houston Wildcats lost their final 2 and 3 of 4 to close out the regular season. But again, against tough competition, Houston gave Anna a real handful on February 2nd, losing to the Rockets at Anna's gym, 33-27. And then Houston was defeated by Fort Loramie 4 days later, 62-33. Rushi Raiders defeated Botkins by 6 to close the campaign, lost a heartbreaker against Jackson Center at home on February 2nd, 39-38, when Cassie Meyer dropped in a couple free throws for Jackson Center with 5 seconds to go in that contest. Opening five for the Houston Wildcats is as follows. Kara Meyer at guard, 5'3" and a junior. Michaela Hensley joins her, 5'5", a senior. Jenna Winter at the post, 6 feet tall, a senior. 13 points a game. Macy Stang right behind her in double digits as well. Macy, 5'8", a senior. And Sarah Monier, 5'10", a sophomore, rounds out the opening five for Houston. For Rushi, the starting lineup will include a couple of stalwarts at guard. They have been there all year long. Maria Heron, a 5'5" junior, and Tiffany Hatcher, a 5'8" junior. Those two young ladies, Chuck, I don't think ever see a shot they don't like. Boy, they can knock them down from long range, can't they?
Well, I mean, if you're coaching them, that's what you want to see. Those two, they can't take too many shots in the game now. If you got stuff that's opening up inside, that'll happen with them hitting those threes, but you definitely want them shooting the basketball.
Mm-hmm. Those two young ladies, Heron and Hatcher, are joined in the starting five for Rushi by these three young ladies. Whitney Plyman, a 5'6" sophomore at a guard. On the inside, Larissa Poling, 6'1", a freshman. Cameo Wilson, 6 feet tall, a sophomore. Houston, the visiting team on the tournament bracket and on the scoreboard, wearing red, white numerals, white Houston across the chest, and Rushi is attired in the home white with the bright blue numbers, gold trim. Houston wearing red sneakers, and Rushi with blue, except for one young lady who's wearing black.
Now they got the Under Armour on there, but it kind of looks like an H, so that's a pretty neat shoe for Houston to wear.
Yeah, it is. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. Raiders bring it up right to left on your phone or computer as you join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Cameo Wilson is given a good look from the left wing, and she throws up a long jumper. It's in and out, no good. Tough break for her. It was down in the well and snapped away, and Houston got the rebound. Wildcats, Kara Meyer deep in the right corner. Throws it back outside to Macy Stang. Stang dribbled it once, then bounced it on the floor again. I think her first tap with the hardwood was somewhat inadvertent. She thought she had possession to dribble once more, but the referee said otherwise.
No, that was correct, because she dribbled it once to gain advantage, to gain possession, so that is a dribble.
Here's Hatcher, top of the circle for Rushi. Gives it up to Plyman. Deep right corner, Heron. Good inside feed to Plyman. Then she tries to make a wraparound pass to Poling on the block. It's intercepted by Stang of Houston. We played 50 seconds, no score. Here's Stang outside the arc, near side to Hensley for Houston. She dribbles into the left corner to Stang, coming out high to catch his Monier. Here's Hensley whipping it down low to Winter. Winter tries to square up. Good defense by Wilson. Shot hits the backboard rim. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Winter, a good look. Nice defense on the inside by Wilson of the Raiders. Made the shot tougher than it appeared. Here's Poling in the right corner for Rushi. Cross-court pass, left side, Heron, deep three, corner, got it.
Well, Houston's playing a zone, and they lost Heron that time in the corner. They can't have that happen.
Good sharing of the basketball by Rushi to find Heron, who dropped in a triple. Low on the right, here's Winter squaring up for Houston outside the block, an 8-footer, bingo, she hits it.
She got in foul trouble against Fort Loramie, and we really didn't get to see a lot of her. She's a heck of an offensive basketball player.
And that was a true jump shot. It wasn't a post-up banker. and she knocked it down. Here's Rishi penetrating the lane. Tiffany Hatcher right through the gut of the Houston defense. A driving shot is good. She kissed it in off the backboard. Rushi's guards with a bucket each so far. 5-2 in favor of Rushi. 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling out high, Hensley for Houston. Near side to Kara Meyer. Picked up by Plyman, 25 feet away. Here's Meyer dropping baseline right to Winner. Wilson on her. She can't shoot. Gives it back up to Meyer on the arc. Houston offensively predicated on getting the ball inside to Winner here at the start of the game. Drive by Hensley. Back out to Meyer, 25 feet away. Winner outside the paint, mid-post, puts it on the floor, starts a drive against Wilson, shot deflected, Winner got it back down inside, and banked it in from 5 feet out straight on.
She stayed with that really well because Poling came over and helped on the first shot.
Quickly, Rushi, forecourt right, Hatcher sprinting toward the basket, defensive foul by Houston. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter, 5-4 in favor of Rushi. Raiders inbound to Heron, crossed the lane to Hatcher. Hatcher might have gotten away with a walk. Puts up a one-hander from 12 feet. It hit the back iron, came right down through. No travel was whistled. Athletic play by Hatcher, and it's 7-4 Rushi.
That would have been a perfect play in the NBA.
Hensley gives it up to Stang on the arc. A straightaway triple by her of Houston, and it's a beauty. We're tied up at 7, just like we figured, nip and tuck early on in this contest. Opening game, girls Division IV tourney here at Sydney High School. 4.5 remaining opening period. With the ball, Plyman for Rushi, 25 feet out on the floor. Gives it up to Heron straight away. Left her feet, and then Stang jumped at her. Heron didn't finish the delivery, came down to the hardwood. That's an up-and-down violation. We are tied at 7, Rushi Houston. Wildcats to midcourt, it's Kara Meyer. Meyer's got the ball outside the arc on the left to Stang. Into the lane to Monier, she dropped it. Gave it right back to Stang. Stang to Monier, low on the left, bank shot, 6 feet, no good. Long rebound to Winner. To Stang behind the arc, straight away, three try. Hit the rim, backboard, no good. Long rebound down to Hatcher. Whips a pass ahead to Heron. Heron running backwards toward the rim, though it's Plyman. Knew she had the advantage on the defender who wasn't set, and she drew a two-shot foul. Nicely done by Plyman of the Raiders. No way she was going to make that shot, Chuck, but no. She heaved it up over her shoulder with her hip facing the basket, knowing the Houston defender was moving alongside. First free throw by Plyman, up and in. Second one by Plyman, dead center as well. Two perfect free throws by Plyman of the Raiders. Whitney, a 5'5 sophomore, gives Rushi a two-point lead, 9-7. 3:50 left to go, opening quarter of play. Here's Stang, 25 feet out, lowers the shoulder. Good defense by Hatcher. It's ruled offensive against Stang of Houston.
That was a correct call. She gained an advantage.
3:45 to go here in the first period, 9-7 in favor of Rushi. Raiders midcourt, Plyman veers off to the left. Here's a pass attempt batted by Stang. Loose ball near midcourt. Tracked down by Plyman, over guarding by Houston, which tried to reach in and pull off the steal. Meyer gets hit with the common personal. 4 team fouls on Houston. The aggressor so far defensively, none on Rushi. Wildcats have been a little overzealous guarding and have been nailed with 4 personals in the first less than 5 minutes. Here's Rushi with the ball, deep right corner, Heron. Heron drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. Wilson stick back, missed it. Rebound bounces to Meyer of Houston, who whips a pass ahead to a new player, new in off the bench. She tries to line it up behind the arc. It's blocked on the play. Loose ball rebound to Houston. Stang. Right back into Winter in the lane. Heels baseline left. Little short shot laid up on the iron. It rolls off. Jenna Jarrett in off the bench. The power forward couldn't get it to go. And Rushi snatched the rebound. We're stuck at 9-7, 2:50 to go in the first. Houston had chances last trip down the floor, Chuck.
Yeah, they're really trying to get it to Winter. I like what they're trying to do.
Here is Hatcher whipping the ball left corner. Heron drives baseline around the defender. Inside pass to Wilson for the layup. And she's fouled. Counted plus one That's team foul five on Houston with 2:35 to go, first quarter. Karen made that happen, Chuck. She navigated the baseline and attracted two defenders.
She drew Cameo's defender and did a nice job of getting the ball to her.
11-7 in favor of Rushi.
We're getting ready to get a Bronx cheer whenever Rushi gets their first foul.
Well, we are three rows back of the scorer's table, right at midcourt, amidst the fans. So you won't miss a Bronx cheer, listeners, when you do hear it.
You're going to get it when it's 5-0 team fouls. And I think it's still been called right. But
free throw by Rushi was good to give the Raiders a 12-7 advantage. And look out. Here's a long two-pointer by Houston. And it's banked in from way downtown by Rebecca New. 5'9 sophomore in off the bench. She's got a good lengthy jump shot. She proved it right there. 12-9 in favor of Rushi. 2:10 left to go in the first. The Raiders, Hatcher, tries to sneak in along the right side of the lane and put up a runner. It's crammed out of bounds by Houston. 12-9. Rushi up three. Inbounding the ball right of the rim. It is Plyman into Wilson. Wilson, a high-arching two-pointer, a lengthy shot. Hits the back iron way up in the air. Comes down to Houston. Cameo's got good range for a lanky post player. That shot was just a hair strong. Oh, here's a bust out by Wilson. She made the intercept at the top of the key, drove the other way, and shot it too hard. Rebound off the fingertips of Rushi. It goes out of bounds. Tough break there for the Raiders. A minute 49 to go in the first quarter. 12-9, Rushi up three.
Yeah, she couldn't. I mean, Houston did a good job of getting down there and harassing her. She couldn't just shoot the layup. She had to stop and kind of put it up. Still should have made it.
Token pressure by Rush here at midcourt. Now the young ladies back off. Houston walks it up ahead. Minute 47 to go in the first stanza. 12-9. Raiders up three. Rebecca New on the arc for Houston. Head of the key, Stang. Back to New, 25 feet away. Right back to Stang. Rushi Raiders in a zone at the moment, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3.
Right corner, New, into the post to winner. She's crowded by two defenders, muscles toward the rim, pulling Goddard on the wrist. Two shots for winner of Houston, a chance to close this Rushi lead down to one. Minute 25 to go in the initial period. Winner's free throw off to the right, no good. She's got an open stance at the foul stripe, right foot ahead of the left, and that left foot is a good 18 inches staggered off to the side behind the right. That foul shot is on the mark, 12-10. Rushi by two. Raiders to midcourt. It is Whitney Plyman outside the arc to Heron, 25 feet away to Plyman. Left corner, Hatcher being chased by Meyer. Kara loses her. Hatcher into the lane, banked it wide left. No good, though. Rebound, Houston. Minute to go, first quarter. Wildcats a chance to draw even here. Here's New behind the arc. Tries to line it up from long range. Banked it in again. She kissed one in off the window from two-point territory. That time a triple from 23 feet. And Houston's got the lead by one. Here's high-low action. Pulling foul line. Rushi drops it down inside on the play to a teammate who can't score. She throws it back out on the arc to Hatcher. Hatcher lets it fly. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Houston. Wildcats up one now. Bring it into the forecourt. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Nice six-point flurry here by Houston. 5 points by New and a free throw by Winner.
And New came off the bench, sparked him.
Here's Stang, 25 feet away. Now to New on a weave with 10 to go in the quarter. Rebecca way out on the court, gives it up to Meyer, who looks at the clock with six, down to five. Meyer still behind the arc, goes to Winner in the post, poked away, baseline right, picked up on the play by Winner, gets the shot away, off to the left, no good, and the quarter finishes. A good first period, tight game as we expected. Houston 13, Rushi 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex highlights has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Do not miss out on great savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced just right for your budget. Check out Goffney for dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney on the web at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Houston opens the second quarter with a nice post-up move on the inside by Jenna Winter to lift Houston to a three-point lead. And then after an intercepted pass by Stang at midcourt for Houston, she rips the other way, darts down the floor, goes to the basket hard, misses the shot. There's contact. Chuck, it's ruled offensive on Stang, and that's number two.
Yeah, that's going to be maybe critical for them. Winter's having a nice game. They need her and Stang to get the 1-2 punch.
Houston in a zone defense, I think, at the moment, Chuck. Here's the ball thrown right corner. It is handled by Plyman on the arc to Poling, cross court to Heron, left side Hatcher, open three-point look, it grazed iron, no good, and she was tagged on the wrist as she let it go. Coming out on the floor for Houston to greet Hatcher was Sarah Monier, who nicked her just below the elbow, and Hatcher's at the stripe.
They called it after the shot, so it's a 1-1.
Ooh, tough break for Rushi, not three free throws. And the 1-on-1 situation is missed. No good. Rebounded by Houston. Here's a bullet-like pass. Monier rifled one down inside to a teammate. It goes out of bounds. But the Rushi Raiders have not scored, Chuck, in nearly 3.5 minutes. Houston has recorded the last 8 points in this game.
Well, they're running their offense the way they want to run it. They're getting the ball to Winter. She's got seven.
Here's Heron, 25 feet away. Down to Wilson. Foul line for Rushi. Outside the arc to Hatcher, who circles on top. Wants to enter the head of the key, can't do it. Good defense by Rushi. Here's Heron. Heron chucks up a triple. 22-footer, short, no good. Rebounded by Houston. Here comes New, barging down the floor, pulls up inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Monier, cross-court, Karamire. Inside the three-point line, a jumper, hit the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down inside by Houston, off to Winter. Winter to the hoop, she's got it. Jenna Winter with 9 already. 17-12, Houston but 5, 10 straight for the Wildcats. Just over 6 to play in the second quarter. Hatcher 25 feet away, gives it up to Wilson. Deep right corner of the floor, Hatcher skips it cross court to Plyman. Now to Heron, back to Plyman. Plyman gives to Wilson 18 feet away. Open play in the corner, Hatcher, shot fake. Tries a runner, a two, banked it in. Nicely done by Tiffany Hatcher of Rushi.
That's where she's improved her game. She was, last year, an absolute just set shooter, and now she can put it on the floor and create.
That goal by Hatcher snapped a drought for Rushi of well over 5 minutes. Here's an inside pass by Houston, intended on the play for Winter, broken up by Wilson of Rushi, and it goes out of bounds. 5:39 remaining, second quarter, Houston by 3. It's our first-round game of the day from here at the Sydney High School Girls D4 Sectional. Here is Winter catching the inbounds pass. Tries to make a wraparound throw to a teammate on the other side of the lane. And it was intercepted by Rushi. Rushi quickly launches a three. No good, too hard. Long rebound Raiders who still have it. Another three try by Rushi. It's off to the left. It's no good. That one was jacked up by Jenna Cordonier. A freshman in off the bench for Rushi, and Houston tracked down the rebound. Intercepted pass by Wilson for Rushi, who continues to play very good defense. And head coach Tim Hatcher of the Raiders gets a timeout. Rushi ball when we return. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Houston up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Macy Stang for Houston on the bench at the moment with two fouls. She's a good offensive player for the Cats. Fine all-around performer.
Well, Houston's gone bigger, and it's been an advantage for them right now. They're really controlling the boards.
Yep. Jess Monier, a freshman, six-footer in off the bench. Jenna Jarrett, 5'10", in off the bench as well. Here's a baseline jump shot by Plamet of Rushi, left open, and it swirls around the rim and goes in. Good-looking jumper by Plyman of the Raiders. And that was ruled. Was that a three, Chuck?
That was a three.
Wow, it was behind the arc. Nice play set up by head coach Tim Hatcher during the timeout, freeing up Plyman behind a screen deep in the right corner. And she nailed it. Here's New on a drive for Houston to the rim. It rolls off, no good. Rebound Winner down low on the left, no good. Rebound Monier for Houston and a foul against Rushi. You're right, Chuck. The Wildcats have gone big with Monier, Jarrett, Winner all on the floor at the moment. This is Jess Monier, who toes the free throw line. The six-foot freshman missed it off the back brace, fouled in the act of shooting. She gets a second. We're tied at 17. Five straight points by Rushi after 10 in a row by Houston. Second free throw, long as well, rebounded by the Raiders.
Not a fan of the foot behind and stepping forward. It makes you shoot hard, and she did both of them hard.
Yep, sure did. 25 feet away with the ball is Rushi. Handed off to Whitney Plyman. Coming off a made three. Now to Hatcher, top of the circle. Back to Plyman, right corner. Same spot again. Not the same result. It hit the back brace, kicked off to Heron, though, who's got the long rebound. To Hatcher at the foul line. Inside the arc, right flank, Cordonier. A little stagger step into the lane. The whistle, a travel.
That was a correct call, but that was a heck of a try that time by Plyman.
Tied at 17. 3:50 to go here in the first half. 13-12 Houston after one. Raiders trailed 7-12. Notched 5 points in a row to get even. Deep in the right corner, Houston with the basketball. Baseline drive by Jarrett. And Rushi gets a piece of the dribble while the Raider player is on the boundary below the basket, out of bounds to Houston. Substitution for the Raiders. Ball inbounded, deep left corner, Winner for Houston on the arc to New. New lets one fly, long range bank shot, hit the glass, rim no good. She made two earlier like that.
Well, she's intending to bank that. The first two I thought maybe were lucky, but that was an attempt at a bank also.
You're right. She attempted to knock that one down off the glass. Almost went in. Rushi got the long carom. Here's Gordon, your top of the key. Near side pass to Plyman. 3:12 to go in the first half. 17 all tie. Zone defense now by Houston. Here's Plyman in the lane. Back on the arc to Plyman. Plyman lets it go. 23-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound slapped out on the play by Rushi. Good inside-outside teamwork there by Rushi. Wilson gave it up from the post, but the Raiders couldn't make the long shot. We're still even at 17. Here's Kara Meyer dribbling off to the left. Gives it to New on the weave. Back to Meyer, 25 feet away. Here's Kara Meyer, foul line extended left. Arches up a shot. A Rushi player got a fingertip on it. Loose ball rebound. Scraped off the floor by Winner. Houston still got it. Left side of the court. Meyer, long 18-footer, two-point territory. Short again. Rebound baseline tie-up. It will be possession arrow Raiders. 17 all, even. 2:28 to go first half. Much lower scoring second period than first. And a timeout has been called. 17-17 tie. And we'll let you know all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, which reaches out to assist small businesses. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948 for Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Each team has gone to some zone, Chuck. And the defense is here the last several minutes. Have the offensive units figured out, at least for the time being?
Well, I mean, you would think that this would be tailor-made for Rushi with the three-point shooting.
Yep.
But so far, they've not been real accurate with that. They need to get Heron and Hatcher rolling to get their offense going. On the other end, Houston just pounding the boards, and Winters had a nice start to the game, so is New.
Wilson polling. Cordonier, Heron, Hatcher for the Rushi Raiders. New and Meyer out front in the 2-3 zone look for Houston. Here's Wilson, top of the key, left side to Hatcher. She steps back, lets go the long three try. Mailing it in is Tiffany Hatcher, a bomb from way outside, and Rushi's up but three. 10 straight points for the Wildcats, 8 in a row now by the Raiders. 20-17, Rushi. A minute 56 to go in the first half. Here's New at the foul line for Houston. Lobbing into the lane to Winter. Winter goes up and under two defenders, draws the two-shot foul. Well done by Winter. A lot of congestion there in the paint. She was double-teamed, but she is at the stripe. Two shots coming. First shot by Jenna. She buries it. Good game for her. Double digits, right, Chuck?
That was 10, yes.
20-18, Rushiba 2, Winter on the money once more. 20-19 now in favor of the Raiders. A minute 52 to go here in the first half. Rushi Raiders with a substitution. Cassie Plyman on the floor. Cassie checking in. Ball thrown deep right corner, Hatcher. Whitney Plyman on the bench at the moment. Cassie's got it near center court. Minute 35 to go, first half. Little triangle out front, continues to pass the ball around. Here's Cassie Plyman with a line drive, three-pointer. No good. Hit the rim. Ricocheted to the left. And Houston traced down the rebound. Here's Meyer up to Jess Monier. Top of the key. Now to Winter. Foul line extended right. Nearly shot it. Baseline left to a teammate. Here's a jumper up and in by Sarah Monier. 15-footer by Sarah. And Houston's got the lead, but one, 21-20. Rushi, forecourt right, Wilson. Minute to go, first half. Rotated left side to Heron. Foul line, pulling, doesn't shoot. Back to Heron. Here's a three ball in the air. Bullseye! Maria Heron lights it up. 23-21, Rushi. 48 seconds to go here in the first half.
Well, that's three threes now here in the second quarter, and Rushi's starting to get the offense they want to run.
Here's Meyer, top of the key, dribble drive, foul line for Houston. Picks up her dribble, goes to Sarah Monier, high right. Bounce pass into Winter, double team. Help out from the weak side to Cassie Plyman, but she hacked on the arm. Common foul, Rushi's only picked up four so far in this game. Houston was 7. Rushi's in the bonus. 33 ticks left on the clock. Late second quarter. Raiders have a 2-point lead. Ball inbounded to Sarah Monier on top to New. Here's a line drive triple. Bingo! She hits. Rebecca New from downtown. Wilson's got the ball for Rushi. 21 seconds to go. Long three try to Heron. Raiders light it up. Heron's got two in a row.
Allen Iverson range.
Wow, Rushi up a bucket, 26-24. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Meyer veers off into the corner. Throws it inside to Winter, a double team. Another foul against Rushi. Trying to defend Jenna Winter on the block, low right. It goes against Plyman. Cassie called for the personal. Free throw coming here. No, Heron with the double down foul. J. Jenna Winter, Miss Automatic at the stripe right now. Swish to make it a 26-25 game. Rushi, 4.5 to go in the half. Winter in again, even up at 26. Here come the Raiders. Hare in the midcourt. In line to shoot the three from 35 feet. Good defense by Kara Meyer, who got a fingertip on it. And the half close is out. Excellent first half of play. Rushi 26, Houston 26, as the two clubs lit it up for 15 points between them in the last 2 minutes plus of that second quarter. Exciting game, we thought it would be. These two teams split regular season encounters. Houston defeated Rushi in the first matchup of the year by 6, 47-41. Rushi rebounded to take the game a couple weeks ago at the Raiders gym, 52-44. Halftime report coming up, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It is Rushi 26, Houston 26 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Carissa Voizard, a senior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Hello again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. Chuck, this should be a sectional final the way these two teams are shooting the basketball, at least in parts of the game and stretches, both Houston and Rushi red hot. 26-26 halftime break.
Well, if you look at the those national shows, and they always do the keys to the game before, and they would have said Rushi needs to hit the threes and then be effective from the arc, and Houston's going to need to get the ball inside to Jenna Winter. Both teams did exactly what you think they were going to do. Rushi came out and hit five threes in the first half, and Jenna Winter countered with 13 points for the Wildcats. 15-9 Houston rebounding advantage. Not real shocked by that. 6-4 on the offensive boards. Both teams handled the ball pretty well. 5 turnovers for the Wildcats, 4 for the Raiders. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led by Hatcher with 9 and Heron with 9. They got 5 from Whitney Flyman. That's a nice plus for them. Mm-hmm. And then Cameo Wilson scored 3. They were 3-4 from the free throw line. 12-14, 26 in the first half. On the other side, Winter with 13. They got 8 from Rebecca New off the bench. She was terrific. They got 3 from Stang, who got in foul trouble and didn't play in the second quarter, and 2 from Jenna Jarrett. They were 5-8 from the free throw line, and they scored 13 in each quarter, tied at the half, 26-26.
Wow, the team with the ball in possession
in the final 10 or 15 seconds may very well win this game.
Well, I mean, it could come down to that. Right now, I'm thinking a six-point lead would be a big lead in this basketball game.
Uh-huh. Couple of flurries by each team in the first half of play. Houston once trailed 12-7 and then reeled off 10 in a row. Rushi came right back with 8 successive points. We talked about Maria Heron in the pregame having infinite range, and Chuck, we really seriously meant that, and she proved us to be right.
Her second three that she made there in that quarter had to be at least 5 feet behind the arc. And it's one of those things that's really tough because as a defender, you don't even think about starting to guard somebody at that point.
No.
But you need to because she's got tremendous range.
And Kara Meyer was so well aware of Maria there in the last split second of the first half. Kara came out, guarded Maria a good 35 to 40 feet from the basket, a few steps over the midcourt line on the very last second shot, and Kara got a fingernail on it. It was well short, and the half closed out at 26. Splendid first half of play. Even Steven game, 26 apiece. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to all the staff and associates at Wilson Health. Tied up at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Houston 26, Rushi 26 here at halftime. Our first girls tournament webcast of the 2015-16 high school basketball year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Good crowd has filed in here at Sydney. A lot of folks decked out in blue across the way from Rushi country. And we are amidst the crowd attired in red on this side behind the scores table. We're in row number 3. And as we look around, we see a lot of Wildcats fans close by. Very good basketball game indeed. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. But nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Locale Equipment underwrites this segment of high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale promotes student academic success and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast nearly 10 years ago. Locale once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And today we salute the seniors from these two schools, the Rushi Raiders. When you take a close look at the Rushi girls roster, you see just one 12th grader. That's right, only one. And that's Cassie Plyman, a 5'4 senior guard. She's the only senior on the roster. Fine basketball player, outstanding academic student.
for Houston. We take a look at the roster and we see one, two, three seniors for the Houston Wildcats. Michaela Hensley, starting guard, is a senior. Jenna Winter, Macy Stang, two fine players, superb students as well. They are seniors also. These young ladies under the spotlight here today. Thanks very much to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here we go, start of the second half, Houston 26, Rushi 26. Lady Wildcats have got the ball to start. Kara Meyer, head of the key, throws to Winter, outside the lane on the right. Good drive by her, look at her motor to the rim, banked it up and good. Fine play by Jenna Winter, sparkling afternoon for her. 28-26, Houston ahead by 2 points. Here come the Rushi Raiders. Maria Heron's got the ball 25 feet away. Hand off, head of the key to Poling. Poling gave it up, got it back low on the left. Winter defends. Poling dragged the foot. It's a mistake, a walk against Rushi. 40 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. Houston with a two-point edge, 28-26. Here's Michaela Hensley, a little give and go. The driver heads toward the rim. Stang left it short, blocked. Houston got it back, though. Here's Meyer behind the arc. Sarah Magna from three-point territory. Air ball, no good. Rebound Rushi. On the giddy-up, it's Heron. Heron down the floor to Camille Wilson, and the post player leads the fast break and lays it in.
Nice job of running the floor.
Well done by the Raiders. Tied at 28. 6:51 to go, third quarter. Here's Stang throwing near side to Kara Meyer for Houston. Bounce pass to Hensley, 30 feet out, starts a drive, pulls up, gives it up on the play to Meyer, back on the arc. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Houston 28, Rushi 28. Here's Sarah Monier trying to find Macy Stang in the left corner. Macy cut left, ball was thrown to the other side, out of bounds. Here come the Raiders, walking the ball up over the timeline. Whitney Plyman, the sophomore, gives it up to Heron. Hensley on her. Coming out to catch, Wilson, head of the key. Right back to Plyman. Plyman to Poling, top of the circle. Coming out to get it, Heron. Houston matching up in a man defense here at the start of the third quarter. Ball entered to Poling in the lane, goes to work on Winter, who blocks it out of bounds. Good play by Jenna Winter.
And that is the senior guarding the freshman, and that's going to, Poling's going to get better and better down there on the block.
Inbounding, baseline right, Plyman for Rushi, looks, heaves one into the timeline, way outside, Hatcher's got it, drives into the paint, hands off to a teammate, outside the arc of the left, here's Poling, shooting, missing, short, maybe a little lengthy for her, couldn't quite find the range, Houston got the rebound. And a Stang rips her way down the floor, over guarding called against Hatcher. You get the feeling, Chuck, that eventually Rushi will need to establish at least a little bit of a mid-post game in order to possibly cause Houston's defense to flex in out just enough.
Right. Yeah, they're not going inside enough to get the easy shot on the outside.
Right. And here is Houston in the half court. Bad pass by the Wildcats. Good interception on the play by Rushi. Fine defensive effort by Whitney Plyman, who's then decked to the floor.
And it's a foul on Houston. Rushi will bring it down. We're tied up at 28. The Raiders in the home white.
Well, Brad Allen questioned that, and the official said, you can't knock somebody down.
Dribble drive, Heron, top of the key. Gets a screen from Wilson. Cameo's now got the ball, top of the circle. Sarah Monier on her. Right corner, Hatcher. Hatcher behind the arc. Gives it up to Poling straight away. Ball being shoveled around the top of the circle. Rushi not penetrating the arc at the moment. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Dribble drive by Plyman. Foul line extended left, Cameo Wilson. Sarah Monier on her. Hatcher comes out to grab the ball. Hatcher 25 feet away, spins, gives it to Heron near the timeline. Rushi backs it out. 4:50 to go in the third. 28-28 tie. Hatcher, foul line extended left to Wilson, top of the circle. Right flank, it's Whitney Plyman. Now to Heron, foul line. Heron pulls up, defended by Hensley, and Maria didn't get stopped in time. It's ruled a traveling violation. Good call by the referee who detected it.
Well, she started to go up. Winner was right there, and she had to change her plans, and she did travel.
Uh-huh. Four and a half to go, third quarter. Dribble drive outside the arc. Meyer pulls up. Hands down to Rebecca New. New with two big first-half field goals. Throws to Sarah Monier in the lane. Cameo Wilson reaches up and spears the ball away. Look at Cameo go. Flying down the floor all the way to the rack with the left hand. Splendid driving layup by Cameo Wilson of the Raiders, who lead by two. Boy, the sophomore shined right there. 30-28, Rushi. Here is New on the arc. Good cross-court pass to Hensley. Cut into the rim. She had a layup. If she can hang on, it was muffed, and it goes out of bounds to the Raiders.
Well, she looked up for just a half second before the ball got there. It went right through her hands.
30-28 in favor of Rushi. Just under four to play in the third quarter. Low-scoring third period. Each team trying to value the ball. That's so important. Here's a good pass by Hatcher. Hatcher drove baseline right. Dished off to a teammate. Other side of the rim, Whitney Plyman. And little Whitney got the field goal. Hatcher the feed. Rushi up four now. Hensley on the arc. Whips a pass to Sarah Monier in the lane. Sarah has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Winner, who lays it in. Winner, Johnny on the spot for the Wildcats. 32-30, Rushi. Wilson in the post, gives it to Poling. Poling glides toward the basket, blocked. Wilson picks it up, and she's bothered from behind, fouled. As she misses down low, Cameo's got two free throws. 32-30, Rushi. 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. Cameo shoots the foul shot, front rim, backboard, and good. 33-30, Raiders up three. Poling out for Rushi. Second shot by Cameo Wilson on the way. Got it again. Jenna Cordonier in. 5'9 freshman for Rushi. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Raiders up four.
Well, you talked about Rushi needing to get some inside help, and Wilson scored six here in the third quarter.
Yes, she has helped carry the load for the Rushi Raiders, who try to defend Jenna Winner down on the block. Good entry pass by New from the right corner. Winner spun. She was crowded. Contact made. And Jenna is given two free throws. The first is squished right on target. 34-31. Rushi's lead shaved to three. Jenna Winner has dazzled at the free throw line. And she hits two more. A pair from Jenna. How many points for Winner?
Well, she missed her first free throw, and now she's made seven in a row, and she's got 19 for the game.
Just one under 20 is Winner. She's got 19 of Alston's 32. 2:56 left, third quarter. Raiders up a bucket with the ball. Foul line Wilson. Starts a drive on Winner. A running left-handed hook almost went in. Long rebound, though, Raiders. To Heron. Hatcher back to Heron. It's astray. The pass is wild, and it goes out of bounds. And Houston's got an opportunity to tie or take the lead here. Kara Meyer to midcourt. Spin move, head of the key, near side pass to Hensley. Hensley, little pick and roll. Low on the left with a teammate. It's Jenna Jarrett. Shot short. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor to Jiffy. Spin move in the lane. Plyman finds an open player low on the right. Bank shot too hard. Rebounded by Houston. Tough break for the Raiders. Jenna Cordonier couldn't get it finished. Here's a steal in backcourt by Rushi. Ball fed to Hatcher. Hatcher drives and scores. And we've got an official's timeout because Kara Meyer is down across the way. 36-32, Rushi, 2:09 to go, third quarter. We'll return in a moment. Exciting game as the athletic trainer dedicated to Houston from Wilson Health Sports Medicine checks on Kara Meyer on the other side of the floor. Back in a moment, 36-32 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Up during a loose ball prior to that timeout, Kara Meyer for Houston went down in a heap, struggling for the basketball, which was rolling on the floor with a Rushi player. And Kara banged her head on the hardwood, and she is off the floor at the moment. Houston's got the ball behind, but 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Stang at the foul line for the Wildcats, hemmed in, gives it up to Hensley. Hensley whips it into the lane for a winner. It is picked off by Poling of Rushi. Raiders up four with the ball. A minute 46 left in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the left for Rushi. It is Maria Heron. Heron drives baseline, pulls up, coughs up the ball. It rolls out of bounds to Houston. Big possession there. Raiders had a chance to push the lead out to 6 or 7. Kara Meyer on the bench at the moment for Houston. Being assisted down to the far left. She's a very important ball handler, a cog to Houston. Very good defender, too. Here's a great feed by Houston. Wow, what a pass. Hensley spots winner down low. She went high to snatch that pass and knocked it down off the glass. Long three-pointer, Rushi, other way. Hatcher missed it, no good. Rebound deflected right back to Tiffany. 36-34, Rushi. Hatcher gets it again. Goes up and under in the paint. Defensive foul, Houston. Hatcher will get two. 1:03 left in the third, 36-34. Raiders up a bucket over the Wildcats. This offensive possession dominated by Tiffany Hatcher, who missed a shot, got the ball back on a couple of occasions, then worked her way into the lane. Two free throws. The first is swished, 37-34, Rushi. 38-34. As Tiffany drains each one. 59, 58, 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. New on the arc for Houston. Finds a player low on the left. It's Jenna Jarrett. Shoots over the shorter Rushi player. It is no good. It danced off the iron. Got a hacking foul against the Raiders. And some Bronx cheers from the Houston crowd.
Well, that's three team fouls each. I'm not sure what they think the discrepancy is.
Foul on Jenna Cordonier. The free throw here by Houston is no good. It's short. Jenna Jarrett couldn't convert. Second one coming for the 5'8 junior. Sitting down, Jenna Cordonier for Rushi. Second foul shot bouncing all around. It is no good. Rebound tipped away by Poling. Long lead out down the floor by Rushi. And the Raiders set it up on the arc to Heron. Near side to Hatcher. Into the right corner to Poling. The ball hits her knee. It's loose. And Stang's got it for Houston. 4-point lead, Rushi. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Stang dribble drive. Goes to Hensley in the right corner. Foul line to New. Open look. 15-footer. Off to the right. No good. Rebound down to Rushi. Rebecca had a good look. Couldn't finish it, though, and Rushi will play for one. 17 ticks on the clock. Dribble drive, Raiders into the lane. Shot fake left corner. Then a drive to the rim by Rushi. It is missed on the play below and Mudd, and 7 seconds to go. Staying down the floor for Houston. Gives it up to Hensley. Hensley's baseline drive is shoved by Rushi. It's a common foul with 3.7 remaining here in the third quarter. 12-8 Raiders in this period. New inbounding, looks for winner in the post. Throws it to Sarah Minor, top of the key, right corner Hensley. Running one-hander behind the backboard, no good. And the third quarter finishes. Raiders won the third quarter by 4 points. We were tied at the half at 26. It's Rushi 38, Houston 34. Moments away from the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Oh, a heck of a game to open up our tournament webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Chuck. A real scrap. We knew it would be.
Yeah, this looked like the best first-round matchup, and it hadn't been disappointing.
38-34, Rushi. Raiders with the ball to start the fourth quarter, and the ball is dumped down in the inside. Rushi in the right corner. Plyman tried to go to the post to Wilson. Houston raked it away, got a tie-up. The arrow benefits the Wildcats. 13 seconds into the fourth quarter. Rushi 38, Houston 34. Over the timeline comes Macy Stang. Stang has got the ability to turn the game in Houston's favor. Here's an errant pass by Houston, intercepted by Rushi. Maria Heron goes behind the back, up the floor to Wilson. To Hatcher, 25 feet away. Four team fouls on Rushi, three on Houston. Here's Whitney Plyman on the arc, now to Hatcher. Hatcher circles, gives it up to Wilson, head of the key. Guarded by Jarrett. Outside the arc on the left, it's Whitney Plyman who motions. Sarah Monier checks Whitney. Here's Poling, who gets it at the foul stripe. Deep left corner, Wilson, who starts a drive, a high dribble, choked off by a red jersey, but a foul. Not getting there in time with Sarah Monier. It'll be Rushi ball, baseline left. 14 fouls each way, 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Raiders up four. Good entry, low on the right to Wilson. A bank shot, 6 feet, no good. Hit the glass, the rim, and ricocheted out to Stang of Houston. Fine inbounds play by the Raiders, who just couldn't convert at the end. Here's Hensley, top of the circle for Houston. Behind by four. A minute 20 gone here in the fourth quarter. Now Sarah Minor, 25 feet away. Sarah barrels into the right corner. Tries to make an entry pass to Jarrett, stolen by Rushi. Sarah a little out of control. Here come the Raiders down the floor. 38-34, the first 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. No one scored. 25 feet out with the ball for Rushi is Whitney Plyman. Plyman dribbles into the top of the key, gives it up on the play to Heron. Heron foul stripe to Poling. Lobs down inside for Wilson, his double team swatted away by Houston, which produces the steal. Each defense coming up big. Early stages, fourth quarter, 2 minutes gone. Stang twisting into the lane, almost shot it, gave it up in the corner to Hensley. Baseline right to Winner. Winner's leaner is short, no good. Rebound, Sarah Monier banked it, it's no good. Poling snatches the rebound for Rushi. Still 38-34, 5:48 to go in the fourth. Timeout called, Raiders, who lead by four over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
And neither offense, Chuck, able to get going to start the fourth quarter. Each team trying to value the ball, run a little clock, get a good shot, but the defenses have been covering up the plays down below the foul line. 38-34, neither team has generated a point in the fourth quarter, 2.5 minutes played. Hatcher on the arc, foul line to Wilson Ferrucci, starts a drive, tries to feed a teammate in the left corner. The leads are a little too far, and it goes out of bounds.
That's 16 turnovers for the two teams combined, 8 each second half.
16 turnovers, both clubs second half alone.
Yes.
Houston, 25 feet out, Sarah Monier fires a pass down to Winter. Winter outside the lane to the right. She is double-teamed. Tries to squirm for a shot, gets it off. She's handcuffed and fouled. Well, right now, that's Houston's best offense. Somehow get the ball to Jenna Winter more often than not. She does go to the stripe. She makes the free throw here. Another one is rattling in and out. No good. Strong rebound, Sarah Monier. Little half-hook shot is in. Sarah Monier speared the offensive rebound following the missed free throw by Jenna Winter. Monier dumped it in the basket to make it a 38-37 game. Rushi, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Maria Heron deep in the right corner, on top to Poling for the Raiders. Now Hatcher high left, checked by Hensley. Now to Plyman, Wilson top of the key. Near side, Heron starts to drive. Spins, goes to Wilson, foul line. Picked up by Winter. Here's Whitney Plyman dancing through the lane. Feeds Poling, baseline right. 15-footer, long, no good. Rebound Heron, though, in the corner of Arushi. Heron gives to Plyman. Plyman glides right down the paint, defended by Winter and Monier, one of the two, picked up the foul while the Arushi guard was shooting it. And two free throws are earned here by Whitney Plyman. 4 or 5 dribbles of the basketball, and she drains the shot.
Tell you what, Hensley and Stang are guarding Heron and Hatcher, and they're doing a real nice job of keeping them from getting an open look on the arc.
Yep, nice defensive work out front by Houston. Second free throw, Plyman of Rushi. It is in, and the Raiders' lead is back to 3, 40-37, 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Stang with the ball for Houston. Ball rotated right corner. Inside to Winter, who can't hang on. As she was triple-teamed, it was raked away by the Raiders, who got the ball. 4:14 to go. Head of the key, Heron. She lights it up from three-point land. No good off the back brace. Long rebound. Comes way out on the floor. Rebecca New gets a hold of it for Houston. Delivers to Stang. Outside the arc to Hensley. Cross court to New on the block, doesn't shoot. Back to Stang, high arching jump shot, three-pointer, got it! Boy, you knew that eventually Sarah Stang, or I should say Macy Stang for the Houston Wildcats, would connect on a big shot. She's a very good offensive player, and she drained one just then to tie it at 40. 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter, dribble drive, Heron in the corner for Rushi. Foul line to Hatcher, to Plyman. Deep right corner, Jenna Cordonier. Now Cameo Wilson, top of the key. Shake and bake move down the right side of the lane against Winter. Doesn't shoot. Now to Hatcher. Hatcher spinning. Wheels around the defender. Tried to draw the foul. No call. Ball given up to Heron on top. We're all the way down to 3:12 to go in the game.
Dribble drive by Whitney Plyman. Baseline left to Cordano. Wraparound pass down low to Wilson. Blocked on the play by Houston. Who made that defensive play, Chuck?
Well, that was Sarah Monier. Came from the backside. Did a great job of taking away the layup.
And Brad Allen, head coach of the Wildcats, gets a timeout. 2:55 to go in the fourth. Big defensive stand by Houston. We're tied at 40 on the three-pointer Mustang on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, the Houston Wildcats in this game have scored 6 of the last 8 points to wipe out a 4-point deficit and draw even at 40. And after the block by Houston and then the recovery, the Wildcats have possession. Last trip down, Macy Stang lofted in a nice 3-point shot to make it a tie. Here is Winter at the high post. The weave to Stang, who darts down the lane. Gives it up to New on the arc. She overshoots a three-pointer. Monier with a weak side rebound. Up and in. Sarah Monier boxed out the defender. Snared the shot after it came off the glass. A big second half for Sarah Monier. She's got a couple of inside goals. Driving down the lane, Maria Heron for Rushi. Scoop shot up and in. Oh, a nice play.
Wow.
Athletic action by Heron.
What a great big basket that was right there.
Tremendous finish by her. Maria took the bull by the horn and skipped right down the middle of the floor. Would not be stopped for anything. Went all the way to the cup and shot that ball from down around her knees. It hit high on the glass. Hit the rim. Hung, fell in. We're tied at 42. Houston's got the ball at midcourt with 2:07 to go in the game. Stang, top of the key. Gives it up right side to Hensley, down inside to Winter. Winter motor strong toward the rim. A shove off by Rushi on the Winter shot attempt. Tied at 42. 2 minutes to go in the contest. Jenna Winter's got 2 free throws. 16 fouls on Rushi, 5 on Houston. Winter dips the knees and swishes the foul shot to lift Houston to a 1-point edge. How many now for Jenna, Chuck?
She's got 23.
That free throw's long. Rebounded by New. New with a bank shot. Got it! Rebecca New got the long rebound and hit a fadeaway bank from 8 feet out. 3-point lead, Houston. Rushi's got the ball. Top of the circle, Hatcher. Gives it up to Whitney Plyman. Minute 45 to go in the game. Ball kicked on the play by Heron. Rolling on the floor. Who's got it? And it is a tie-up. Let's see. Is it a jump in the arrow, or did the Wildcats get a timeout? This could be controversial.
If they call it a timeout.
Oh, Houston has given the timeout. That's
a
monumental turn of events. The arrow favored Rushi. It was not ruled a jump. Instead, Houston signaled a timeout, detected by the official. Apparently the Wildcats had enough control of the ball, and the timeout signal was detected by the referee. Wildcats get a break and a possession, up 3 with a minute 42 to go.
It is absolutely time to go back to the players on the floor, have to call the timeouts,
no doubt.
That official over by that bench has no idea who has control of the basketball 50 feet away from him. The college game went back to the right way to do it. High school needs to do the same thing.
I agree 100%. Now the referees,
their hands are tied. It's the rule,
right.
So you can't blame them, but there is no way this guy over here had any idea who had control of the ball. No, they're calling it a held ball and giving the ball. Wow, now it's going to be Brad Allen's turn to question.
A change of heart by the referees. I think that is indeed the right call.
I think it is, but if I'm Brad Allen, I'm going to say, well, that's fine, and give me back my timeout.
Yeah. Ooh, exactly. That's the tough pill to swallow. Head coach Brad Allen of Houston utilized a timeout
he wouldn't have done so otherwise.
Well, he's got three left, so I mean, it's not. If that was his second or his last time out, sure. Boy, then you'd really have a beef.
Right.
But there again, I mean, how do you take that? It's I don't know.
I think the correct call in that situation, Chuck, is if the referee's got any doubt whatsoever, you go to the arrow. You call it a jump. You don't award a timeout and allow one team to get the ball over the other.
I think they made the correct call on the floor, yes.
It's awarded to Rushi. Inbounded to Plyman in backcourt. 1:38 to go in the game. 3-point lead, Houston. Hatcher, 25 feet away, goes to Cameo Wilson foul line. Near side to Whitney Plyman. Back to Wilson inside the arc. A long lob from 19 feet by Cameo. No good. It's sprayed off the rim. Rebound Houston. Stolen in backcourt. There's a driving layup by Heron. Good! Maria Heron with a pickpocket after the rebound by Houston. Heron with a terrific goal. What a steal. Houston, for a couple of seconds, Chuck, had the ball and a 3-point lead. Maria Heron, with single-person pressure in backcourt, swiped it clean, made the layup, and we've got ourselves a thriller. 45-44 Houston. Wildcats possession with 1+ to go in the game. We said in the pregame, this contest was so even, we forecasted last possession of the game would win, and that's the way it's going to play out.
Well, it looks like it. I mean, it's a 1-point game. Houston has the basketball. Unless they hit a three, it's no matter what happens on this possession, it's still going to be a one-possession game when Rushi gets the ball back. They do absolutely have the firepower to make a three, but I've been really impressed again with Hensley and Stang and their defense on Heron and Hatcher on the perimeter.
Kara Meyer, who suffered a knock on the head earlier in this half, is at the end of the bench, I think, for the Wildcats. She is out of this game, will not return. Houston inbounds to Stang in backcourt with 1:09 to go in the fourth quarter. And Macy's double-teamed. Boy, she's hemmed in, looks for a teammate, finds Meyer. Meyer gives it up to Winter in the corner. Jenna's got to get rid of it. Back to Stang. Stang bobbles, hangs on, drives baseline. Rushi with a deflect from the backside. It goes out of bounds. 57.1 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1-point lead, Houston, 45-44. Rebecca New, the playmaker below the rim, tries to find Winter, can't. Lobs to Meyer, 25 feet away, nearly a foul. 16 fouls on Rushi. Houston will shoot the 1-1. Should the Raiders foul. And there it is. Stang starts the dribble, over guarding by Hatcher. And Macy Stang, a fine free throw shooter, toes the line for the Wildcats, who are up one with 47.5 to go.
Well, this will be her first trip to the line here today.
She's got a huge three-pointer here in the fourth quarter, and she bangs home the free throw right on target.
Well, that's what you want to see. You got a senior, a lot of experience, a very calm basketball player.
Second shot, Stang. It's there as well. A beauty. Houston up by three, 47-44. 43 seconds to go in the game. Stang with a big three-point basket, two clutch free throws. Rushi down by three. There's a dribble drive in the left corner. Heron on the bounce in a hurry. Coughed it up. It goes out of bounds. Houston possession. 35.3 to go. This was a 38-34 game. Rushi at the end of three. And the Houston Wildcats have outscored Rushi, what, 13-6 here in the fourth?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Sarah Monier came in, had a huge block,
yep,
and then scored two baskets here in the fourth quarter. Rebecca New scored again to get the double figures, and they're making free throws.
Tell you what, with Rebecca New, who likes to shoot the ball and is a good shooter on the floor, with Stang and Winter, that's a trio of pretty good offensive players. You add Monier to the mix, that's a good offensive group for Houston.
Well, and a lot of those young ladies are coming back next year. But, I've been really impressed with the defense that they've played here, especially in the second half.
Hey, keep in mind now, after this game, following a short wrap-up, we will go offline for probably a dozen minutes or so before starting our pregame prior to game two between Jackson Center and Troy Christian.
So I can get a drink.
Yes. We've got four games for you here today on scoresbroadcast.com. This one began at 1, a slated tip-off at 2:30. another at 4, the last game at 5:30. A quartet of opening round clashes here at the Sydney High School Girls Division 4 sectional tourney today. And we've got all four contests for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 10 players in backcourt, full court pressure by Rushi. Houston up 3, 47-44. 35.3 to go in the game. Inbounded to Stang. Stang's got the ball 80 feet from the basket. Surrounded by two Rushi players who foul. It goes against Playman. Tell you what, Stang was bottled up there, Chuck. I don't know if she could have gotten the ball away to somebody in accurate fashion. Rushi had her hemmed in. Stang's free throw is in and out. No good. Oh, my goodness. A terrific offensive rebound by Jenna Winner. Jenna went up mighty strong and pulled that ball down away from the glass, and then she was pounded on the arm, and she's awarded the 1-1, or is it 2?
1-1.
1-1. She was not shooting. It's not the double bonus. Team foul 9, but Winner connects on the free throw to make it a 48-44 game. Houston, timeout called, 32.2 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A fantastic game to open up our tournament play here at Sydney High School today on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi led 38-34 after three. Houston leads 48-44. We are late in the fourth. Scoreboard clock shows 32.2 left, just over a half minute. Jenna Winner at the free throw line for the Houston Wildcats. She made the first of the 1-1, and she's got it again. 5-point deficit facing Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Long three try. Whitney Plyman. It is no good. Too hard. Weak side rebound. Houston, what's been called? I think a foul against Rushi. Rebecca New went sliding across the floor for that loose ball. She's got scrapes on her knees for sure. Good hustle effort play by New. And she was bumped by a Rushi player. The Wildcats have got four young ladies hanging around in backcourt as New shoots the double bonus for Houston, and she cans it. And the Houston Wildcats have got Rushi in deep trouble.
Yeah, this one's pretty much over unless they give up a three here.
6-point game, 7-point game. Rebecca New again. 51-44 Houston. A big fourth quarter for the Houston Wildcats. Raiders get a timeout. 22.3 left to go in the fourth. And check our prediction about this game going down to the last possession. Not quite so true. It's going to go down to the last, minute and a half. That's when Houston made the big plays to decide this game and pull away. Rushi with an outside chance, but the Raiders have got to make up 7 points in less than one half minute.
Well, the game plan for Houston was obvious from the beginning. Get the ball to Winner inside. I think one of the huge things that they did was they went big, and that really put a hurt on Rushi trying to get their shots off on the perimeter. Houston just played an all-around really good basketball game.
Exactly. Yeah, Wildcats have been splendid, especially here in the fourth quarter of this game. Dynamite fourth period. Rushi inbounds outside the arc, near side. Jenna Cordonier, long three try for the Rushi Raiders. It is good. Cordonier swished it with 13 to go. Houston gets it in play in a hurry. Foul Rushi with 13.6 remaining.
I think they called that a two.
Was it a two-pointer? Ooh, my mistake.
I thought it was a three also, but they only put 2 points up, and nobody's complaining. So.
Not 51-47. It's 51-46. It was a deuce. Here is Stang fouled after the inbounds play by Houston, and the Wildcats simply cannot miss at the free throw line. They are as hot as the color red on their jerseys. Free throw Stang again. Yes.
She nails them both. It's back to 7, 53-46 Houston. Rushi, forecourt right. Another long three try. And again, Jenna Cordagno. That one was a three. As Houston puts it in play, Sarah Monier in backcourt with 2.3 to go is fouled by Rushi. Jenna Cordagno with 5 points, Chuck, in the span of several seconds, a deuce and a triple. Raiders needed those earlier, perhaps. Well, the points are coming too late.
The defense had changed.
Yes.
All they were doing is putting their hands straight up and letting them shoot it. They didn't want a four-point play.
Sarah Monier's free throw for Houston hits the back rim, goes way up in the air, comes down, rattles, and goes in. Second shot dead center. It's up to 6 according to the scoreboard, 55-49. Here's a three-point shot right corner by Cordagno at the buzzer. In and out. It's no good. And the Houston Wildcats prevail by 6 points, 55-49. A tremendous fourth quarter of this game by Houston, which registered 21 points in the fourth to 11 by Rushi. Houston outscored the Raiders by 10 in the fourth. Houston trailed by 4 at the end of the third and won this game by 6, 55-49. Our first game Tuesday night will feature Houston against Mechanicsburg. Wildcats will clearly be a favorite in that game, Chuck, to advance to a sectional championship game next weekend. A lot of credit to the Wildcats who hung in there. Houston was down early by 5 at 12-7. And the team dressed in red today displayed some fine offense from several different places on the floor. Fine performance by Houston, which wins it by a final count of 55-49. Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll highlight them for you. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News, great sports page coverage. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. And American Architectural Glass in Clayton. On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, 55-49. Houston wins it by 6 over the Rushi Raiders to advance to sectional semifinal play at 6 o'clock on Tuesday against Mechanicsburg. How'd the Wildcats get it done, Chuck?
25 points out of Jenna Winter. 10 points from Stang, 12 points from Rebecca New off the bench, 19 of 27 from the free throw line. And that was 12 of 15 in the fourth quarter. And great defense on the perimeter. They've given up 5 threes in the first half. They only gave up 1 in the second half. And that was late when Cordagno hit the one when the game was already decided.
What quarter was it, Chuck, when Maria Heron, I think, hit back-to-back threes?
That was in the second.
That was in the second period.
Yep.
And that prompted head coach Brad Allen of Houston to tighten up his defense in the final two quarters of this game.
Well, they got out of the 2-3 zone, and they went back to the man-to-man, and Hensley and Stang did a great job defending the arc.
Never know how this upper bracket sectional will play out, but Jackson's got Troy Christian coming up. We could be headed for Houston-Jackson Center collision course next Saturday in an upper bracket sectional championship. Never know.
Yeah, that's a real possibility.
Jackson Center up next against Troy Christian. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes, then return online with game 2 of 4 here today between Jackson Center and Troy Christian. Houston defeats Rushi in our first game here today. Final tally, 55-49. Houston Wildcats advance to 10-13 on the season and remain in the tournament. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders suffer the tough luck loss here this afternoon to Houston. And the Raiders close out the campaign with a mark of 12-11. Houston wins 2 of 3 over Rushi this year. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside stats, scoring, and on-site engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying we'll return shortly offline for about 10 minutes and then back online with Jackson Center, Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.